Today's daf is daf Kuv Gimel, the very last daf of Gitanasha. So let's take it from Kuv Beis and Beis. Let's take it like 10 lines up because it's a real nice even flow here. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Everyone see that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo sochal ha-nefesh in basar. So Rabbi Yochanan in Reish Lakish and Machlok, it's had darshan in the Pesukim. So he says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo sochal, a person shouldn't eat ha-nefesh im ha-basar. So what do you mean nefesh im ha-basar? Zeh Eivir Menachai. That's a reference to an Eivir Menachai, that one doesn't eat it, because the word nefesh implies an Eivir, just like a nefesh, when a nefesh is removed from the body, you can't reattach it, you can't bring it back to life. So to when an Eivir is detached, you can't bring it back to life. So that's lo sochal, nefesh im ha-basar, zeh Eivir Menachai. Ubasir basada trefa lo soche. A separate pasuk. Zeh basir minachai, that's eat if you eat flesh from a live animal, and it also includes basir minatrefa. Because the pasuk says two things, basar, and it also says basir basada, and it also says the word sada means something that has been detached from its root, and it also says trefa, so these are two isurim that are implied in the pasuk. So Rabbi Yochanan says there are total three isurim that we're discussing here. One is learned from one pasuk, and two isurim are learned from a separate pasuk. Eivir is a limb, and mabasar is flesh, just skin, even without being a limb.
So what's
the third is? The third is trefa, eating an animal that's a trefa. An animal that... So then Reish Lakish comes along, Amar, lo sochal ha-nefesh in mabasar, ze Eivir menachai and basar menachai. He thinks the Indian of Eivir and the Indian of basar, both from a live animal, is included in that first pasuk, and then he says, I lost the place for that. And then basar besad the trefa lo sochel. That second pasuk is zeh basar mina trefa. That's the isser of eating a trefa. So they all agree that there are three isurim. The question is where you learn them from. So you should make everything clear here. So everyone agrees Eivir menachai is learned from the first pasuk, and everyone agrees trefa is learned from the second pasuk. The question is basar menachai, is that learned from the second pasuk according to Rabbi Yochanan, or Reish Lakish holds it's learned from the first pasuk? So that's where do you categorize basar menachai? So the Gemara says, what are the nafkaminas? So the Gemara goes to a few nafkaminas now. Achal Eivir Menachai Ubasar Menachai lets you eat Eivir Menachai and Basar Menachai. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're Chayv Shtayim, because those are learned from two different psukim according to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, who holds that learned both from the same pasuk, from that first pasuk, Eino Chayv Ela Achas. It's all included in one lav, even though the two applications of one lav, it's still one lav, and one's only Chayv one set of malchus. Let's say one eats Achal Basar minachai, ubasar minatrefa, so the Reish Lakish is chayv shtayim, because he holds the two different psukim. Basar minachai is a different pasuk from that of trefa, but the Rabbi Yochanan ain't chayv el achas, because he holds that basar minachai and trefa are learned from the same pasuk, namely the second pasuk. So you only chayv one for him. So then, let's say you eat achal eivir minachai, ubasar minatrefa. Basar minatrefa means you're eating basar from a trefa animal. There's a two isurim implied there. So they're really eating a total of three isurim. Eivir minachai, basar minachai, and trefa ledivri kol chayv shtayim. In this case, everyone agrees you're chayv shtayim. Now, the source of basar minachai is a machlokes, but in the end of the day, since you're eating trefa, basar minachai, and eivir minachai, everyone agrees that you chayv two sets of malchus. Yeah, everyone, that's good, clear, fine. So Gemara asks the question, Minhu, going on to the top of Kuv Gimel, Achal Eivir Menachai Minatrefa. So you eat a limb from a live animal, and it's from a trefa. So here everyone would seem to say you should be Chayiv Shtayim, right? Because everyone agrees Eivir Menachai is from Pasuk 1, and Basar Trefa is from Pasuk 2. The only machlokes was where to put Basar Menachai, but Basar Menachai is not this conversation. So if you eat Eivir Menachai Minatrefa, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, you're Chayiv Shtayim, because those are two different psukim. Reish Lakish Amar Eino Chayiv El Achas, you only Chayiv 1 for some reason. So asks the Gemara, Bishma, I understand according to Rabbi Yochanan Nicha, I understand why you're Chayiv two sets of malchus, because Eivir Menachai and Trefa are two different psukim. Ela Reish Lakish Kasha, there's a question, because according to him, he agrees that Eivir Menachai is a different pasuk than that of Trefa. So why would he chayiv only one? He should be chayiv two. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef lo kasha kan bebehema achas kan b'shtei behemos. One's talking about one animal, one's talking about two animals. B'shtei behemos mechayiv shtayim bebehema achas pligiba. When it comes to the two animals, everyone agrees they're two different isurim. Eivir Menachai from one and Trefa from the other one. Those are two different isurim. But the question is, within one behema, that's a machlokes. Within one behema, if you eat the Eivir Menachai from Trefa, that same animal, Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv two because there's two sources. Reish Lakish says you're chayiv one if it's one animal. So what's the machlokes? Why even one animal, behema achas, why do you be chayiv one if they're from two different sukkim? So the Gemara says, but my plea, what's the machlokes? Gemara is going to give now a series of different answers. We have to kind of hold cup and just follow along here. He says, Amar Abai, Abai says, Kigon shenitrifa im yitzias ruba. So when this animal was born, it was born as a trefa. So Mar Savar, Behema Bechayeha Levar Emedes. And when an animal is born, we view it as the limbs are considered the Isser of Avram Achai already exists. The question becomes, is Avram Achai, when an animal is alive walking, is there a Chalos Shem Isser on Avram Achai? Or is it only the moment you detach a limb that then creates the Isser Avram Achai? So according to the first Man D'Amar, the moment an animal is born, there's a Chalos Isser on Avram Achai. That already exists in this world. Mar Savar Behema Bechayeha Levam Omedes. The Isser is already there when it's born. And it's also born as a Trefa, we're saying. That's the case. So the Isser Trefa, Vis Ever Behade Hadade Kasu. The moment this animal is born, it's born as a Trefa with a punctured lung. So since it's a Trefa and the Ever Menachai is there immediately, they both come at the same time, you're Chayev Shtayim. That's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, Umar Savar Behema Bechayeha Lav Levam Amedes. When an animal is born, it's not, we don't view there being a chaloshim iser aver machai. That doesn't exist. It's not until someone detaches an aver does it become a chalos iser. So therefore, velo asi, so therefore it's born as a trefa, so there's an iser trefa. Now, if a person goes ahead and rips off an aver of a trefa, says the Gemara, lo asi iser aver chal iser trefa. Since then, when the animal is born, it's born as a trefa, or became a trefa at some later point in its life, and then a person tries to remove an aver, we say, ein iser chal al iser, and therefore there's only one chiv, one iser, namely that of trefa. That's the shita of Rav Reish Lakish, why in this particular case, your chiv only one. Okay. So then that's first explanation. Gemara suggests number two. Iba Yisema. Techuyama behema lav levam omedes. Everybody agrees that an animal does not have a chaloshem ever menachai. And therefore there's no issa when it's born. And the question is, it becomes a trefa now. Now it becomes a trefa. The question is, uvimesi iser, whether the iser ever menachai will be mechel al iser trefa. Could the iser of ever menachai be chal on top of the already existing trefa? So again, an animal that's born, there's no ever menachai. It's a trefa now. And then someone detaches an aver from this trefa, could that iser of aver menachai be chal on an already existing iser trefa? So that's the machlokas of ein iser chal iser. Do we apply that here or not? So that kamiflagi. Mar Savar, one opinion holds, Rabbi Yochanan holds, asi iser aver, and chal iser trefa. We do say iser chal iser in this particular case. And the reason why is because Rashi explains it's shekein isur noach b'bnei noach. Since it applies to b'nei noach, it's kolel, and therefore yesh iser chal iser. Umar Sav, the other one holds lo asi iser aver chal iser trefa. And Reish Lakish holds that no, the iser of aver machai is not chal on the iser of the already existing trefa, in which case you're only chayv one. This Rabbi Yochanan, this one?
And then it's another one, Umar Sav, the last one is Reish Lakish.
This, I just read Marsa lo aser. It doesn't that chal, and that's why it's only one iser. No, did I say that wrong?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. So then the Gemara's Ibai say dechuliyama behema b'chayele. That's alternatively, the third shot says now that maybe you could say really everyone agrees when the animal's alive there is an iser of aver menachai. Now the question is, there was an already existing Aver Menachai. It wasn't a Trefa. Then it became a Trefa afterwards. Now the question is a Trefa, is that Chal on the Isser of Aver Menachai? That's the Machlokas here. Uvimesa Isser Trefa Chal al Isser Aver Kamiflagi. That's the Machlokas. Mar Saver, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan holds Asi V'Chal. The Isser Trefa can be Chal on top of the already existing Aver Menachai. And Mar Savar lo asi v'chal and Reish Lakish hold that cannot be chal on the already existing aver menachai. Okay, so then the Gemara says Rava Amar Rava comes along and explains differently. Rava says, what's the case here? This is I think the fourth answer we have now. Rava Amar kigon shetalash shumenu aver v'trefa bo. It's a situation where when he ripped off the leg, it became a trefa. Remember the Gemara's talk about depending how far up the legs are removed from an animal, whether it renders it a trefa. So you take off, let's say, the whole leg of a cow, so that's now an aver menachai, but it also renders it a trefa at the very same moment. So that's the situation here. Umar Savar, so one opinion holds behema bechaya levar ein omedis. So it's not when an animal's alive, a walking cow, there's no isra evam nachai. And the moment you rip off its leg, so those two isurim come together, as the Gemara says, Isser Eber, v'Isser Trefa, b'hade hadade ka'asu, and that sheet is Rabbi Yochanan. But Mar Sever Reish Lakish held, b'hema b'chayel le'ivam amedes. No, an animal that's walking, there's an Isser Eber menachayret. But lo asi Isser Trefa, chayla Isser Eber. And then even though you rip off a leg afterwards, we Reish Lakish holds that the Trefa is not chal on the already existing Eber menachay. So that's Machlokas, four different explanations here. Now this, I seem to recall, we had a discussion much earlier in the first parak. There's Machlokas about when you shecht an animal, what Isser you're removing that animal from. So I believe there's Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos, whether it's undoing the Isser Eber menachay that already exists or not. There's Isser Eber menachay, and by shechting the animal, you undo the Isser Eber menachay. So I believe they argued on that point, which sounds like it's a Machlokas here in the Amoraim here. How to explain Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan is that same exact Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, whether or not there is an Isser Eber menachay already from an animal that's alive. Okay. Gemara now says around halfway down the Amud here, Amr Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ochal chaylev minachai minatrefa. You eat chaylev, and you eat it from a live animal, and you eat from a trefa. You chayev shtaim. You chayev two sets of malchus. The Gemara says, why only two? There's an isra chaylev, there's an isra eva minachai, and there's also an isra trefa. So Amr le Rabbi Ami lema mar shalosh. You should say you chayev three sets of malchus, because shani omer, I hold shalosh. I hold that there's three. This is what Rabbi Ami says. And itmar nami, I'm Rabbi Abo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, achal chaylov minachai, minachefa, chayv shlosh. You're chayv three. So why would one ever say you're chayv two? In the case of, again, eating chaylov, eiver minachai, and trefa. So my kemithlugi, what's the machlokis here? So the Gemara says that, kagon shenitrefa imitzias ruba. When the animal was born, it became trefa, it was born as a trefa. The man damar shalosh, the one who held that there are three malchus here, that the animal, when it's born, so it's born with the Isrchal of Isr of Eber Mechai that already exists from the moment of Leda. So the Isr Chaylev, when the animal is born, the Isr Chaylev kicks in, the Isr Eber, because every animal's Behema Levar Momedis, but Isr Trefa, they all come at the same time, all three together. So that explains why women hold their three sets of Malkus. Uman Damer Stein, the one who holds that there are only two, Kesavar Behema Bechaya Lav. An animal that's walking does not have an Isser Eivrim Nachai, and the Isser Chaylev and the Isser Trefa Ika, because those are Chal, when the animal's born, there's a Chaylev and there's Isser of Trefa. But Isser Eivr, it comes later on when someone detaches the leg, and Lo Asi Chal, that Eivrim Nachai Isser cannot be Chal on the already existing Isrim. So this is Machlokas again, the Nekudas of Machlokas end up being whether or not a Behema is Bechayeha Leivar Momedes or not. Ibaisema, a second understanding is, it's not. When an animal is born, there's no Isra Eivrim Nachai just yet. They're arguing about whether or not a later Isra of Eivrim Nachai may be Chal on an already existing Isra of Chaylev and that of Trefa. Mar Savar, one holds that Asi Chayl, the one who holds three, does think Eivrim Nachai is Chal on top of it. And Mar Savar Lo Asi Chayl, the other one thinks it does not. It's not Chal on the already existing Isra. So then the Gemara says, Ibai Zema, a third approach is, Techuli Alma Behema Bechayeha Leivar Mamedes. An animal that's born and walking around, there is an Isser Eivrim Nachai. Ukigon Shenitchefa Lacher Mikan, where it became Trefa later on. It wasn't born as a Trefa, but it became Trefa afterwards. And the Machlokas is, again, as we saw above, Uve Mesa Isser Trefa, Mechla Isser Eivar. The question becomes, do we apply Isser Achal Isser by a Trefa on top of Eivrim Nachai or not? So that's the Machlokas, Kamithlagi, Mar Saver Asi Chayl. One thinks that Trefa is Chal on Eivrim Nachai. Midi, the Havi Achelev, no different than that of Chelev, Damar Mar, Hatora Amr, Yavo Isser Nevela, Yachol al Isser Chelev. Yavo Isser Trefa, Yachol al Isser Chelev. So there's a Gzeres HaKasav, Rashi explains the Gzeres HaKasav, but there's a Gzeres HaKasav that happens to be this week's Parsha. I think a combination of this week's Parsha and next week's Parsha, that an animal is born, Behema has an Isser Chelev when it's born. And let's say the animal becomes a nevela. It wasn't shechted properly, just died. The Isser nevela is chal on the already existing chaylev. So too, just like nevela is chal on a chaylev, so too trefa is chal on chaylev as well. So that's the first opinion, the equation between nevela and that of trefa. But ve'idach, the other one responds back, no. A chaylev hu dechayv, the Hutter Michlala. The only reason why you're allowed to have the Nevela Chal on Chelev is because it's Hutter Michlala. Chelev doesn't apply on every situation. Rashi says Chelev only applies to behemoth, Chelev doesn't apply to a Chaya. So there's some room of Heter. Right? Once a Nevela is Chal on Chelev Mutter, it's also Chal on Chelev that's Aser. But Aval Ever, the Lo Hutter Michlala, Lo. But since a Avram and a Chaya is usher by all animals, Bain Bebehema, Bain Bechaya, so there we won't allow the Isser Nevela or Isser Trefa to be Chal on the Avram and a Chaya part. And since the case we're talking about right now is a situation where an animal is a Behema Leivarmo Medis, where there's Isser Avram and a Chaya already, so then we would say that the Isser Nevela or the Isser Trefa cannot be Chal on an existing Avram and a Chaya. Yeah, everyone good? In other words, it's not an Isser Kol. Isser Achal Isser is only a situation of an Isser Kol. Okay, now we move to a different topic. A little bit easier to follow through now. Gemara now says, Ki Yosser Rav Dimi came, when he came back to Bavel, Amar Bai Minei Rabbi Amar. He said, Bai Minei Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Rabbi Yochan. I saw there was a conversation between Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochan and these two great Gedolim, and Reish Lakish asked his Chavrusa brother, Rabbi Yochanan, Chelko mi b'chutz mahu. What happens if you split up outside? What does it mean, Chelkum Mibuchutz? Says Rashi in the very top line. Chelkum Mibuchutz, the Kazayas Avram and Achai. You have an Avram and Achai, and you split the Kazayas into two half Kazayasim. Chalak Lashnaim, Kodim Shiit Nenu Lavtoch Pib. Before placing in your mouth, he split it into. And then Achal Zelavadi Vacharka Chatzi Hasheni. He ate the first half separately, and then the second half he ate separately. Mahu, what's the din? Asks Rashi, explains. Mimit Starfer Lichayuve. Can they combine together for the Isser Kichol Shar Isurim? The Kaimlam we hold in general. Dimit Starfer Shirayu Lichatzarin Besoch Kedei Achlias Pras. As long as they're eating the same amount of time, 3 to 9 minutes or so, you can mit starve them. Or Dilma came in the Chiddush, or perhaps it's a Chiddush. What's a Chiddush? Duha Gidin Vatsamos Dalma Lomachai Balayo. Normally, Gidim Atzamos Shinachayev, they're not considered Rai Lachila. In this case, by Avram and Achai, there's a special Chumr here, it's a Chiddush. So maybe Ema Ein Lacha Ela Bo El Chidusho, Vichiachal Bebas Achas Mechayev, the Stam Achila Bebas Achas Mashma Bal Chatzayin Lo. When the Pasuk says there's an Isra Achila of Avram and Achai, maybe only it means a Ichila of a Kezayas. But to have it split in two, we can't learn from other Dinim because the whole concept of Avram and Achai is a Chiddush. So what's Halacha? Having two half kezesim of Avram and Achai, is that going to be an Isser? Amar Leh, Pater. Rabbi Yochanan responds back, he thinks it's going to be Pater. You cannot be mitzarif two different half kezesim when it comes to the Isser of Gidan Asha. So then Reish Lakish follows up with a different question. He says, Amar Leh, Pater, Mibifneh, Mahu. What if you split up in your mouth? Let's say inside your mouth, you split it up. Before you swallow it, what's the din there? Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Leh Chayv, Rabbi Yochanan says you're Chayv in this case. So Kiyos Rabin, when Rabin came now from Eretz Yisrael. Yeah.
Let's say he doesn't cut it, but he bites it in half. Is that considered splitting it or not?
I was wondering the same thing. Yeah, it's always.
With the measure of now of today's kazai, nobody can put a kazai in the mouth.
Which is why there are chumras that when it comes to eating matzah, you should chew it all together and make sure it's swallowed all as one kazai.
It's impossible. So,
If it's ground up properly, then you can swallow it one shot. People are very machmir on this.
So it would seem that if he bites it, it's also splitting it before it comes into the mouth, because the Isser is when it comes into the mouth, right?
If he bites it,
he takes a kazayit of Avram and Achai and he bites it. He doesn't split it before he bites it. It would seem that it's the same thing.
Right? Great, yeah.
He's still potter.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think if he bites it in his mouth, I imagine so, yeah. Yeah. I think. So then the Gemara says, by the end of the day, we pass his chayiv up, saying the psak, that's a shayla, he's chayiv even though he does split up inside. So now ki also rabin.
But he says amar lepater. I mean,
That was when it's outside, split on the outside. But if it's inside the mouth, mibifnim, the next question.
I'm talking outside. Because if you bite it, it's still outside.
No, I thought he meant when it's outside, meant outside the mouth.
I understand, so that's my question.
No, but inside the mouth, when you bite it, that's
no,
inside.
I'm talking when you take a piece and you bite it like that. Not.
Oh, you bite it half, it's outside the mouth still.
Like eating an apple.
Oh, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure how you, that's a good question. I don't know if that's inside, it's half inside, it's half outside.
Outside.
Yeah. I guess it's probably outside because you don't have the full kazayas inside. Right. So then the Gemara says further, Ki also Rabin, when Rabin came, Amar Chelko mi bechutz pater. He felt that if it was split on the outside, your pater, like Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, mi befnim, he thought that was actually machlokis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, like we saw above, if it's split inside, it's Chayiv, and Rish Lakish Amar pater. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, this is a very fundamental machlokis throughout all Isurim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Harina Negrono, because I is, you're Chayiv, because in the end of the day, the throat got Hana from this. And therefore, even though it's split up, you still, in the end, you get hana from the grono. Reish Lakish Amar Pater Achila B'me'av Ba'inan V'leka. He thinks you're Pater because you need them to go down at the same time where the stomach is full. And Rashi explains what the pshat here is, around eight lines, narrow lines down. Achila B'me'av Kishu Yori L'toch Me'av Tzarech She'bo Shir Achila. Has to go down at the same time. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't require going down the same time. As long as the garon gets the hana going down the throat, at least the taste in the throat, the mouth, that's fine. But Reish Lakish cares about the stomach going down to the stomach. So that's the machlokis he felt. Ella, the Reish Lakish heicha mishkachas of the mechayev. So according to Reish Lakish, whenever do you have a case where you're chayev, because Rashi says heicha mishkachas of the mechayev bekazayis ha yif shar lulos achila kul yachad. It's impossible to have one full kazayis and swallow. You're saying I swallow full kazayis down your throat at the same time to your stomach. It can happen. So he ends up saying, Amar Rav Kana, Bigromisa Zirata, which is what, says Rashi. Bigromisa Zirata is Etzem Katan, Sh'al Kaf HaYarech, Sh'yesh Bo Mashu Basar V'Gid V'Etzem Mashlimo L'Kazayis, has meat and bones and the sinews all amounted to a full Kazayis. Vein Adam Lo'aso El Ebolo. People don't, you don't chew it, you actually swallow it. I'm not sure whether they translate this in English. They have a...
A small bone.
So a small bone that's swallow, that's soluble, I guess, And you could swallow it in one shot. That's the one case where he thinks you're chayiv. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Chelko Mibuchutz Nami Chayiv. Comes along Rabbi Lazar, he argues, and Rabbi Yochanan thinks, even if you split it on the outside, he still thinks you're going to be chayiv. Mechusa Kreva Lav Kimuchusa Ma'isadami. He doesn't think that just because they're apart from each other, you have a half a kazayas here, half a kazayas there, he doesn't think that calls it Mechusa Ma'isa. It's not lacking in the Achil at all. As long as you eat it be Kedechilis Pras, it's still chayiv, and he rejects Rabbi Yochanan. Comes along Amar Reish Lakish says, Kazayas Amru, when you talk about the shear of a kazayas, when you calculate how much there is, it's chutz mishal ben shinaim, aside from that which is between the teeth. Any food stuck between the teeth is not considered part of the kazayas. You need a full kazayas aside from that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, af im ben shinaim, you are able to calculate that which is between your teeth. That's also part of it. So Rashi explains here, see, Rashi says, "Bashel bein shinayim afilu Rabbi Yochanan mode de lo mechashiv b'hadei de ha einim nehenin lo grona lo meav." Okay, this thing was wrong. I was reading that. Okay, the chutz bashel bein shinayim tzarich sheyek kedais b'mashu b'leah levad min nisha b'shinayim. That's shitas Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan says you are allowed to include that which is bein shinayim. So comes on Amar Papa. Papa says, "Bashel bein shinayim dechoyam lo pligi." When it's stuck between the teeth, everyone agrees it doesn't count. That's the Rashi, Bishel Ben Shinaim. Because Afil Rabbi Yochanan agrees you can't include that amount between the teeth. It's not, your throat doesn't get anah, and your stomach doesn't get anah. So Ben Shinaim is clearly excluded. When is there machlokas, says Rapapa? Ki pligi ben achanichayim. What's ben achanichayim? It's that which is clinging to the palate. So there, it's a machlokas. Mar savar harei nena grono, because I, it's the throat, you taste it. But it doesn't go down the mouth. It doesn't go down to the stomach. Umar savra achila b'me'a b'inan. Reish Lakish needs it going down to the stomach, and therefore that's the machlokas. So Amar Rabbi Yassir B'Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, achal kazayis v'hekio, v'chazav achal kazayis, chati kazayis acher, chayif. So let's say a person eats a half a kazayis, and then he vomits it up, and then he goes ahead and eats another kazayis. Are you going to be chayif or not? What's the shaila here? So my time, maharei ir chayv, he says. Why? My time, maharei nena gronim b'kazayis. I mean, your stomach didn't have a full kazayis in, because the half kazayis A is no longer in your system. Half a kazayis B is, but your stomach only got a half a kazayis. But in terms of the grono, your throat received a full kazayis of kazayisim. It went down two half kazayisim, went down the throat, but only one stayed, one didn't. So you're chayv because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, the hanas grono, ba'inan, v'ha'ika. Your throat did get hana of a full kazayis. So on that statement, Rav Asi quoted Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Abaya, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Elazar asked of Rabbi Asi, Achal chati zayis v'yakiyo, v'chazer v'achla mahu. Let's say you ate that very same piece. You ate a half a kezias, you vomited, and then you ate that same half a kezias. What's the dinner, mahu? So ask the Gemara, my kibar mi barley, what's the shaila here? E havi ikal, ilo havi ikal, if the question is whether or not it's that's considered digested and no longer edible or not, if that's the question, why ask a question of half a kezias? To barley kezias, ask your regular kezias. And the question would be, you ate kezias A, you vomited up, you ate it a second time, will you be chayv two isurim on the same kezias? That's su tepered achilas. Why have to ask a half a kezias question? So it's not a question of equal or not equal. Ella, e basar grona azlinam, e basar meyav azlinam. The question really is, do we go based on hanaz meyav, in which case a half a kezias eaten twice is only a half a kezias in the stomach, you won't have an iser, or hanaz grono, because the grono did get the half a kezias going down twice, in which case there would be hanaz grono. So that's the question. So it's basically the question we asked above. Is it hanaz meyav or hanaz grono? So Gemara says, if that's really the essence of the question, v'tif she'lami de Rabbi Asi. Why don't we answer Rav Asi above? Rabbi Asi above answered the question of half a kezias A that was vomited, and then another half a kezias B that was swallowed, and we said, you're chai, because all we care about is grono, even though the bimeyav, there's not a full kezias, but the grono did enjoy a full kezias. So why don't we say, just like hanaz grono there is the mechayiv, so to hanaz grono here, by the same half a kezias, should be the mechayiv as well. And Gemara says, you're right, that's the answer, but Rav Asi gamra ayakarle, he forgot some of his learning, he didn't remember the halacha. V'asi Rabbi Elazar la tchure, Rabbi Elazar was trying to remind him of what the halacha was. V'hachi kamarle, this way he was saying, lamrli chati kezayis acher, why do you have to deal with a different chati kezayis, like you said above, lema mar bididei, why don't you say that same half a kezayis that was vomited that he ate it a second time? Because the ikal mashma minei tarte shmai minam. We can learn two halachas from that case. It's more efficient to learn the case of half a kezayis and be eating that same half a kezayis again. You can learn de lo havi ikal. Number one is that which is vomited is not considered digested and is considered achila. And you're also learning shmai minah darei nana grona bekezayis. That it's all about hanas grono, even though that's a hanas mev. So that's what Rabbi Elazar said to Rav Asi. Give that more specific case. It's more efficient. Ishik v'lamr lamidei, he didn't say anything. He didn't have a response. Amr le mofes ador, he said, the mofes ador, which is the God of ador, lo zimnin sagin, amris kamid Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't you many times say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, amr lecha, this very statement, amr lecha, harinena grono, the kezias. That all we care about, as long as the garon had a hanav kezias, whether it's the same half a kezias or a different half a kezias, it all depends on a hanav gronov, and that's how the Gemara concludes. Ahad jenalach, gid hanashav.
Very hard to understand the concept.